The next patient is Wanda Ramirez. The last name is R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, like in Zulu. Wanda is the first name. Number one is a clinical case of a 49-year-old white female that is followed by this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that at the present time is out of control because of the administration of steroids, PO, and injections for the arthritis. She has a hypertension that is exacerbated by the administration of steroids, chronic liver disease, and liver cirrhosis that is most likely associated to a fatty liver. The patient is with a serum creatinine that has come down to 2.41. The BUN is 61. The ratio BUN creatinine is 25. The estimated GFR has increased to 24 ml per minute, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has anemia. The hemoglobin is 11.3, is trending up. Following over arterial hypertension that is out of control, today's reading is 152 over 92, but we have to bear in mind that the patient gained 9 pounds of body weight associated to the administration of steroids. The patient was instructed to follow the Weight Watchers application because she has to change the behavior in order to get the blood sugar under control and to lose weight, that she's very concerned about the situation of the morbid obesity. This application is going to teach her how to point towards a food that is going to accomplish good nutrition in the presence of weight loss. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is out of control because of the steroids. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A.
The medication is
Dot Torres. The patient is taking Xeljanz, X-E-L-J-A-N-Z, like in Zulu. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, coronary artery disease, followed by the cardiologist. The patient is going to be seen in 3 months with laboratory workup. Hopefully, we will be able to control the blood pressure, the blood sugar, and the body weight. I invested a 10 minutes review in the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 6 minutes.